The World Youth Day, to be celebrated in Madrid in mid-August 2011, is a very important event in the life of the church worldwide. For young people in particular, it was Blessed John Paul II who instituted the World Youth Day in 1985. This event has grown. A young person taking part, you find yourself associating with your colleagues, those of more or less your age, from all around the world. This type of experience is very precious. If you can at all go to Madrid, it is a great grace. Make a big effort to go there. Put your heart into it. Listen, observe, pray with others, sing with them, procession with them. Make yourself a spiritual family with the other young people.
Cardinal Arinze also has words of advice for young people as to how to prepare for this important appointment with the Holy Father.
The young people who will be able to go to Madrid have many things to prepare. Of course, you will have your documents, your passport, your visa, some minimum money to buy things there, yes. But more important is the spiritual preparation. Read about the World Youth Day as much as you can read before you go. Pray, begging God for light and protection. Listen to advice given you by your chaplains and others who assist you in your country. Be careful in the journey, also traffic. When you are going, discuss also with your colleagues, the young people in your country who cannot go to Madrid, but who look on you as their representative. Learn more about the Catholic Church, and you will get more when you go to Madrid.
And what about their time in Madrid during World Youth Day? Do you have any suggestions as to how to make the most of this time, we asked? And also, upon return, what about sharing the experience with family and friends back home?
Blessed are you, young people, who can go to Madrid. When you are there, do your best to share your Catholic faith with other young people. Listen to them, ask them questions, and they also ask you questions, and they listen to you. You will have many programs. Go carefully, choose the best to suit you within the time possible. You will be given, in particular, the Youth Catechism, in brief, Youth Cat. The big catechism of the Catholic Church has 700 pages, but there is an edition produced generally by young people, with theologians, with Cardinal Schönborn as the general director, and that youth catechism, you will like it. And it will help you very much to understand more about our Catholic faith. The participation in the World Youth Day will also enable you to enrich your commitment to the Catholic faith, because after each World Youth Day, it is remarkable that the young people who took part are more convinced than ever as Catholics to live our faith in joy and hope. Some of these young people decide to become priests or sisters or monks or nuns. But in any case, every young person can become a better Catholic. And when you are back home, you will like to share your experiences with your colleagues. This is important. And then to live the big values you have learned in Madrid.
Economically, it continues to be a difficult time for people and societies across the world. Many would love to go to Madrid in August, but simply cannot afford it. We asked Cardinal Arinze for some words of advice and consolation for them too.
That is true. Every young person will not be able to fly or take train to Madrid because it is expensive. But every young person all around the world can pray. Even if you are in Australia or New Zealand or Zambia or Republic of South Africa, or you are in Tanzania, or you are in the United States of America or in India, you can pray that God may bless the World Youth Day event. You can read about it, the documents, before, during, and after. You can also read the Youth Catechism, and try to get a copy for yourself. You can ask your chaplain to help you to get other information about the World Youth Day. You can look for what Pope John Paul II, blessed, has said all his years as Pope to the youth. And you can also get what Pope Benedict has said to the youth. So, what you will share is plenty. Do not starve in the midst of plenty. Rejoice to be a Catholic. Know more about our faith, because we never know enough. Love it, live it, and share it.
That was Cardinal Francis Arinze, Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments.